Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ready to give the Pats some credit, Keith?
Of course I am.
Credit pie. Who's getting the biggest slice?
They want credit.
They for sure want credit. They're out there front and center for the credit. Good photo op yesterday.
Oh,
a lot of
real
nice pictures taken. Good uniforms. Disappointed because we're doing our uniforms bracket, and they unveiled a bunch of the new free agents yesterday, and they all got to hold up a jersey, and it was the blue one. They went navy blue. I thought maybe... Go Pat Patriot. Go old school.
Go with the throwbacks.
It's unfortunate.
By the way, they're matched up today. The Pat Patriot
are.
Throwbacks, 215.
I should have worn mine today.
At Jones and Keefe all day long, they're matched up with the Dolphins. I wonder who's going to win that one.
Could be close. That's why you got to vote.
But it is up at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram, or the full bracket anyway, you can see on Instagram. Vote on Twitter. No, yesterday this occurred to me because I was surprised. I didn't have the video up when we were going to the press conference. So I really didn't know who was speaking at first. And so Nick goes, hey, they're starting. We threw to it live. Yeah. And all of a sudden, it's Kraft's voice. And I'm like, wait, what?
Hey, guys.
The Patriots didn't forecast that's who it was. I was unaware that Robert Kraft was going to speak. I didn't anticipate that at all. I thought Vrabel and Wolf probably. We knew some of the players were going to be there. I had no idea it was going to be Kraft. And it made sense. Like, once we heard it, I'm like, oh, he wants to go out and take credit and make sure people know that he was behind it. I spent the money. This is why the players are here. Me.
Yeah, pretty good, guys. You guys said I didn't spend. What about Milton Williams?
How about, can I interest you in a Morgan Moses?
How about Robert
Spillane? No one's ever heard of him.
No.
But Robert Spillane.
That was the other thing I was thinking of. And not, I'm very happy with the signings, right? So this is going to come across as I'm not, but I am. In the days of like the jersey presentation, I think the one recently of like the last 20 years, the one that really stands out on the positive would be Garnett, Allen, and Pierce.
Obviously, weird
to have Pierce, who's already with the uniform for many years. But you know what I'm saying? Like that photo is ingrained into my head.
Yes. As
is.
A young Cub Adam Jones was at that press conference. Yes.
As is, and I might have been at this one, Chris Humphries, Marshawn Brooks, Keith Bogans.
Yeah.
It's honestly in the middle of those two.
Oh, it's closer to Bogans than Garnett,
maybe.
Pierce, and Allen.
But Garnett, Pierce, and Allen's three Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
They introduced zero Hall of Famers yesterday. But but there's that one was, everybody was sad, right? Brad Stevens was smiling. Everybody else was sad. Danny Ainge was like, what have I done? Like there was he's like, we got to wait for these draft picks and they better hit. That's like the saddest press conference ever, that one.
Yeah.
I still think about that. It's great. I don't think Keith Bogans ever showed up. Marshawn Brooks, it was a mess. Humphries actually did play some, but
Humphries was okay that year.
Was it Gerald Wallace? Or no, who was the? But he wasn't even there.
No, that sounds right. Gerald Wallace.
He no-showed the photo, which was smart.
He's like, I'm not going to be a meme for the rest of my life.
But like, I was looking at it yesterday, and I'm like, I am. I, I'm happy about these guys, but it's a lot of pomp and circumstance for like a big D tackle, a run stuffing linebacker, a second corner,
and
a backup tackle.
And it's embarrassing. Even if they brought in a wide receiver and a left tackle, like it's still embarrassing.
No, if it was Ronnie Stanley and Chris Godwin, I would have liked it more.
I would feel the same way. Yeah. I would feel the exact same way if you're Robert Kraft. It's embarrassing to come out and take all this credit when you have barely spent a dime the last 3 years.
You've won 8 games in the last 2 years combined.
And on balance for the last decade, or even going back to the beginning of your ownership, you're at the bottom of spending. And so now you want to come out and take some credit because you brought in a D tackle who plays less than 50% of the time?
Not anymore.
And you bring in a guy, Robert Spillane.
He's playing more.
Robert Spillane, nobody ever heard of?
No.
And you want to come out and thump your chest? That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
And on top of that,
it is a departure.
You have Elliott Wolf being like, oh, I always wanted Carlton Davis. I wanted him in the draft when we had him. And it's like all these people trying to take credit for something that, A, I don't really want to give him credit for, and B, something we know, Elliott, you had nothing to do with. Like, that whole thing yesterday was odd, in some ways off-putting, and certainly
a victory lap. They haven't played a game yet. And
certainly embarrassing.
You have to do that when you're unveiling new guys, but the Celtics, I think, are the best example of like the wide extremes, and like we've seen it, and like that's the difference that it can be. And these four guys yesterday, I was just kind of getting a kick out of it because they did sign more than these four guys. They mentioned Harold Landry a couple times, and they're like, well, he had to go back on vacation.
He left. He's on vacation.
Smart.
Yeah.
Harold Landry's like, so I want to stand up there with these guys with my jersey, or do I want to go back to like Barbados?
Maybe
like,
he was in the same place Jonathan Kraft was yesterday. Jonathan Kraft couldn't be bothered to show up. Maybe
Jonathan Kraft's
maybe
super
they were together.
Busy.
Yeah.
You can't. I mean, the scheduling's been tough.
Real tough.
He hasn't been able to hit any of these events. I think he'll be at the first game, though, right? He'll be in the box with Robert on week one.
Yeah, probably taking notes on,
I would imagine,
Josh McDaniels and his crappy play calls.
Yep. Yeah, that the moment Alex Van Pelt's job came to an end. When he'd be like, the play calling is awful. Like,
so that whole thing, the further we get away from it, we carried it live here yesterday on Jones and Keith. Weird. Strange. And I just, Robert Kraft so desperately wants the fans to give him credit and adore him and, in his mind, give him his due. And it just...
But it's all guys...
It was an off-putting, embarrassing thing yesterday.
But you didn't get any of your top guys. Mike Vrabel said that. That was one of the lines that jumped out to me. He's like, they're all plan Bs. He's like, I love plan B. No, I know we're going to get to it. But I'm saying, like, you're also taking a victory lap for guys that you weren't at the top of your list.
Correct.
So you and I differ. I think if it was Stanley and Godwin and Milton Williams, and I think you'd be in Carlton Davis, and you're like, all right, look at this. I mean, Morgan Moses, depending on what you do, like, may not start. Robert Spillane is a useful player, but he's like a fall on the pile 100 tackle guy.
Correct.
And like, you're trotting him out there like you have these all pros. It is pretty humorous, but they're not the guys that they wanted necessarily, but it's been years and years and years of everybody saying they're not spending money. So Robert wanted to get out there and be like, hey, you know, he's had a lot of press conferences. Unfortunately for him, half of his press conferences over the last 2 years have been about why we fired a coach. And so now he's saying, like, look, we're big players in free agency. When you're like, yeah, you brought in players. But
yeah.
Like,
I mean, again, you haven't spent forever. You've been in hiding forever. I mean, the last time they held a press conference like this, Andy Hart told us yesterday, was Roosevelt Colvin in 2003. And I bet a lot of that was Bill.
But
you weren't out with press conferences a year ago when you signed nobody, or the year before that, and now you want all this credit for finally signing a few guys in free agency?
Yeah, how come they didn't do it for Austin Hooper and Antonio Gibson last year?
Yeah, Chukwuma Okorafor.
What's the line?
Where was the press conference for Chukwuma Okorafor last year?
That's why he left.
Maybe.
He said, you know what, guys?
Guys, you don't give me enough credit.
I want an opening press conference.
So we'll get to your thoughts on all of this yesterday. 617-779-7937, the absurdity of it. We're not going to spend all day on it, but we'll spend a good chunk of time on it here today. On Jones and Keefe. Cooper Kupp, still a free agent.
He's not coming here.
It's been like 2 days where he was supposed to have signed by now. He's not coming here?
No.
Okay. I don't feel great about
it.
Do you think
he is?
No.
There's
no,
like 12 teams interested, and he's going to get decent money, and he's going to go to a team that's probably pretty good. So, yeah, he's not coming here.
I also smell a rat when it comes to this Chris Godwin contract. We'll get to that later on in this hour. Adam Schefter had quote-unquote details on the offer to Chris Godwin, which I'm not buying. I will get to the Bruins. Great effort out of them last night. And Jeremy Swayman in Ottawa.
I finally put down a few hams.
I know.
Screwed me all the... Yeah, whatever. We'll get to them.
You hit 2/3 of your parlay.
That's what they should start calling me.
Two letters.
Rich two out of three on the parlay, Keith. It's like, it is consistent.
Yeah, you're not third leg, Keith.
No. Whatever the opposite of that is. But if you need somebody to hit two out of three legs, so next time I tweet out a pick, do yourself a favor, look at those three,
yeah,
and know that two of them will hit.
Pick your favorite two.
I don't know which one won't,
yeah,
hence why I keep throwing these out, but pick two and you have a chance.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
We'll get to Rafi Devers as well. Just weird, ridiculous press conference.
I like this guy less and less by
where
the day.
He hears questions in English. He immediately answers them in Spanish. Then his interpreter comes out and answers on his behalf, but like catches himself halfway through it and is like, whoa, what I meant to say was. And now today, Sean McAdam reporting, Devers is about to request a trade. He's so upset. With everything that went down, Devers almost requested a trade.
Send him for Vlad.
From the Red Sox.
Get it done.
So we'll get to that, too. It's 617-779-7937. A lot of good stuff here on a Friday. We'll get to our Friday four-pack at 11:30. We'll update the Jones and Keefe bracket up now at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. And, of course, Week in Review coming your way as well. You can dial us up, 617-779-7937. You can watch on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Watch and chat there. Always a healthy chat on Twitch. And you can watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Let's play a little more Mike Vrabel yesterday. We aired this live on Jones and Keefe in the final hour. You immediately pounced on this comment, Keith. This is Mike Vrabel, discussing all the free agents the Patriots brought in. They were introducing yesterday, and he had a weird aside with them all sitting right there next to him in the middle of it.
I want to thank specifically our little free agent group, which was me, Elliot, Ryan Cowden, Matt Groh, Richard Miller, that we were firing them off left and right, just trying to get
gross.
Back, touch, go, pivot.
Pivot.
Because everything happens pretty quick, and that was fun, just being able to, everybody, you know, working a different angle, getting the contracts done, communicating on that, going to plan B. And really it was fun. And we're excited about the players that we had.
Okay. How about that?
Pivot plan B. Also, I want to thank me. So he starts it. I want to thank the free agent group, me.
He's like Ricky Henderson.
Yeah. Today, I had the greatest. So
I want to thank specifically our little free agent group, which was me.
I want to thank me.
Myself.
For the great job that I did as we had to pivot and get to plan B.
They're all sitting there.
Plan B. They're like, yeah. I mean, if you're Milton Williams, you're like, whatever. Call me whatever you want. You give me $100 million
yeah,
or
sure.
You know, 50 guaranteed. So you'll take it. The other guys are probably thinking like, Because that's the other part of it is the reports are, and whether how much was real money, fake money, somewhere in between, Ronnie Stanley and Chris Godwin were their priorities. And they didn't get either one.
No.
And then so he had, at least Vrabel had fun in this process and was able to pivot and go to plan B and toss out these new guys, new contracts. And we are, like, he had to, like, we are excited about these guys. Like, we are. You're like, okay.
Sure you are.
Not as excited as you would have been had you gotten the guys that you really wanted.
So do you think they're all plan Bs?
I think Milton Williams probably was not a plan B.
I think the more you read about, and part of Schefter going on and on about the Godwin contract, is I think he answered the question. They did want Godwin.
Yeah.
I'm not sure they had the best offer for Godwin, but they did want Godwin.
But like plan A,
they
did regardless want, of how they do
They did
it,
want yeah. Ronnie Stanley, yeah. And then when they didn't get those guys, they felt like they had extra money to really go over the top for Milton Williams.
That so could be true.
So I think technically, maybe not at his position. At yeah. D-tackle, he might have been their plan A. But in their overall free agency big board, if you will, I think he was a plan B. I think Vrabel was
maybe
being
right.
I think he was being honest there. It's just an odd comment with all those guys sitting right to your left.
Well, Stanley, Moses clearly a plan B.
Oh,
I mean,
that.
It's the position. Oh,
if
yeah, that. Maybe yeah. lower down the list.
Yeah.
I think Carlton Davis is an interesting one because I actually like that signing quite a bit. But that contract, that amount of money, because you already have one really good corner, I'm sure you're thinking if we get Godwin, we're probably not throwing money at Davis. Even though they play different positions,
right.
I think you could line that one up.
I agree.
Like, hey, we got Godwin. Now we have one really good receiver, one really good corner, and now we can at least attack the draft a certain way. And so as much as we're kind of, you know, poking fun at him a little bit, I am glad that they didn't go what the Red Sox have done for so many years, which is, hey, we really wanted this guy at
$700 million, but we had no backup plan.
And we didn't spend any other money.
Right.
So it's like, all right, you wanted Godwin at, let's say, $20, $25 million. He didn't sign. So you don't need to just hang on to that money and, you know, put it in a Roth IRA. Like, you can go get Carlton Davis or go get Milton Williams. And I know those weren't the two biggest positions of need, but those were two of the better free agents available. So I'm happy about that. But it is just weird as much as it is. Mike Vrabel is very much the in-between Mayo and Belichick for a lot of ways. We've said this, right? He's a little bit more human than Belichick. He's a little bit more tight-lipped than Mayo.
Yeah.
But a little bit looser-lipped than Belichick, right? And a little bit more of a hard ass than Mayo.
And
so
that plan B line was a bit loose-lipped.
The plan B line is a Mayo
yeah.
line,
yeah.
big time.
Good call.
Some of the stuff he said yesterday was very Gerard Mayo-like, which is surprising. But then he also would flip it and have, like, right from the Belichick playbook. Hey, what about Godwin? We can't talk about players that aren't on our team. Like, okay, that is a Bill Belichick quote for 25 years. So, yeah, it's early. We've heard him talk now, what, three times, I want to say? Vrabel, or twice?
No, I think you're right.
I think three times,
yeah.
So, and it's been kind of a little bit of both, right? I thought maybe he'd be a little bit more personable than he's been, but he has given us plenty to talk about. So there is that. But yeah, what a scene yesterday, just sort of describing the free agency thus far.
I want to thank specifically our little free agent group, which was me.
I'm the greatest of all time.
Yeah, that's a Mayo line,
yeah,
too.
That is a Mayo line. You're right.
Yeah.
So what'd we think of Vrabel yesterday? What'd you think of the whole introductory press conference? You can jump in.
The text line. Plan A, Lamborghini. Plan B, Toyota Camry. I had a Camry. I like that thing.
I
love the Camry.
That your first vehicle?
No, that was the one I had prior to this one I have now.
Oh, nice.
I liked it a lot. The little bullet bomb around.
Yeah.
Then once you have kids, it's like, we got to kind of get bigger.
A lot of mileage on those puppies.
Oh,
you can put a lot of mileage
God,
on those
yeah.
things.
The highway miles? Forget about
that's
it.
That's true. Highway miles. Yeah. That's true. This is more of a Bill answer. We highlighted a Mayo answer earlier. This is more of a Bill answer from Mike Vrabel. I know this jumped out to you yesterday as well. He was asked actually quite a few questions. Maybe he was asked a total of like 7 or 8 questions at the press conference yesterday. I think 3 of them were about David Andrews. Phil Perry asked him specifically about Andrews and whether or not the release was health related. Here's what he said.
Hey, Mike, just on the timing with David, was it injury related for him? He obviously was hurt last year.
I'm not going to get into a lot of details and specifics. I want to try to, you know, celebrate these players that we have here on this team that we're going to be moving forward with. Robert and Elliot, you know, touched on David, but, you know, we're just trying to move forward here and continue to sign and add players that we feel like are going to help us win and really start preparing at April 7th.
So that's a weird answer.
Yeah.
We're going to have people here who are going to help us win.
The Andrews wouldn't do that?
Right. I mean, maybe that's not what he meant, but that's exactly what I thought when he said it.
I feel like Andrews is pretty good. So like, now, the only thing I can think of is...
Did Andrews win as many Super Bowls as Vrabel as a player? He did.
No, Vrabel won 3. I think Andrews won 2, but whatever.
Was Andrews not all 3 of them?
I don't think Andrews was on the 14 team.
Okay.
I think he was 16 and 18, but whatever. I mean, he was on a lot of good teams. He didn't get to play his whole career with Brady, though, which would have helped.
Yeah.
He bridged that gap to some of the other quarterbacks, right?
You're right. Two for Andrews.
Two for Andrews, but yeah. Andrews is great. And I wonder if it just has more to do with injury and he doesn't want to say that, because if Andrews is going to try to play somewhere else, why do you need Mike Vrabel coming out there and being like, yeah, we wanted him, but he's hurt or whatever? Right. Like, I don't know if it's that. But it is strange because he's like, well, we want to talk about the players who are here. It's like, well, Robert Kraft did kind of start by talking about Andrews and like saying, like thanking him yeah. and what a great player he was.
After Kraft was had the line about, I was told I need to calm down about all these great yeah. free agents we brought in. Maybe he just needs to calm. He's like, I spent what?
But there was another good question in there too, as, like sort of related to Andrews, is you guys have a lot of needs and you seemingly created another one
yeah.
by moving on from Andrews.
Yeah, I think I was Karen right off the top.
Yeah.
The question before Phil, maybe it was Andrew Callahan. And he was like, well, you know, we factor in a lot of things, leadership and toughness and all these things. I'm like, yeah.
Andrews is a leader and he's tough.
I kind of think so, too. So I would still lean. And this is just an opinion. I have no idea, no insight. I'm basing it mostly on Mike Reese's tweet yesterday. I still would lean David Andrews is going to retire. And the whole thing at the end of the day, we'll look at it and go, well, yeah, maybe that was weird bookkeeping. And maybe it seemed a little callous to release David Andrews as opposed to just let him retire on his timeline and do it that way. But that's nitpicky.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't play anywhere else, I get why they had to do their bookkeeping and everything else and move ahead with the offseason. You can't wait forever. I get that. If he plays somewhere else, I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't love that at all. Because last year he only played in four games. But overall, he's been maybe a little bit more durable than you think. You know, these offensive linemen, how many combinations did they have last year? Like 100?
Oh,
like it was
yeah,
every
so
week
many.
It was a new starting lineup. And last year he went down week four and we didn't see him again. But if he's able to recover and come back, like, I don't know. I think he'd be pretty worthwhile keeping around. But we'll see what the backup plan ends up being.
617-779-7937. You can jump in all day long here on Jones and Keefe. How much credit should we give Robert Kraft? They still don't, as Ray points out on Twitter. They still don't have a left tackle.
No.
They still don't have a wide receiver. Like, imagine, Robert, if they did that in free agency. What would yesterday look like? If he already was told he needed to calm down after signing a tackle, defensive tackle, who played less than 50% of the snaps.
Yeah.
A right tackle, a linebacker nobody's ever heard of, a corner who I like.
I like the corner.
If Robert's throwing himself a party for that, imagine if they signed Godwin or traded for Metcalf and signed Ronnie Stanley or traded for Laramie Tunsil. Imagine that. So they still have massive needs on this team. How are they going to fill the wide receiver hole? Doesn't sound like it's going to be Cooper Kupp. How are they going to play defense? We got more answers on that, plus all your phone calls again. 617-779-7937. Lanny's going to have the latest in trending coming up. Any quick thoughts on the Bruins last night? I know I know you didn't hit your third leg there, Keith.
No, I didn't. But, I mean, they did. I mean, they got smoked. But they were down 4-1. You thought they were dead. They did have some fight in the second, and they actually had two great opportunities late second to make it a one-goal game. And I was like, if they get this, like maybe we got a little something going here.
I can't stand Allmark, as you know, but that the save on Lauri was unbelievable.
Swayman was brutal. I mean, that's my first thought.
He was less than stellar last night.
It's all about having the mind of a goldfish.
But, I mean, you know, Ottawa's solid. They're the number one wild card team. But the two teams they just beat were really solid. Two teams are above them in Tampa Bay and Florida.
Is the playoff dream dead? I feel like the little two-game hot streak without Marchand, the little playoff dream we were allowing ourselves to have, I think that's dead.
It was
at least they aren't chasing Ottawa, though. They're chasing Columbus, who did lose.
Yeah,
true.
That still feels
dead. Yeah, Ottawa might be out of reach.
That still feels dead.
It does feel dead because that's a big, like, 4-point swing on
the
Ottawa.
I know you are
chasing Columbus.
The math was already massively working against them. There are other teams in front of them.
Oh, they were, like, less than 10% chance of making it.
So I don't like how it's going, and I don't like what you saw to Jeremy Swayman. You can't get out of the first period. You can't get out of the first period. And I know he was getting bombarded by shots. I think it was 15 shots on goal in the first period.
Yeah, we kind of need you.
You are allowed to stop some of them.
Kind of need you.
So that's where you're at with the Bruins. We'll get to all the latest there in trending from Billy Lanny. And when we come back, the Patriots, how are they planning on playing defense? I think we got some insight on that from Vrabel yesterday. What's their plan at wide receiver?
Ugh.
That was an answer that was severely lacking. More from yesterday's head-scratching press conference right after trending with Billy Lanny.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.